Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest and most exciting developments in the world of GPUs, especially from AMD. Today is March 16, 2026, and we have a packed episode filled with technical insights and updates that you won't want to miss. Let's jump right into our headline overview. Headline overview 1. AMD is gearing up for the upcoming Linux 7.1 merge window with significant updates to the AMD GPU kernel graphics driver, including support for new IP blocks and enhancements in color management. 2. In the GPU market, Zephyr has canceled its single-fan RTX 4070 Ti Super due to skyrocketing VRAM prices, pivoting instead to an RTX 4070 Super. 3. A cautionary tale has emerged regarding the use of liquid metal thermal interface material after a DIY application resulted in the destruction of an RTX 5070 Ti. Now, let's dive deeper into these topics, starting with AMD's latest contributions to the Linux ecosystem. AMD and Linux 7.1 updates. AMD has recently submitted another round of updates to the AMD GPU kernel graphics driver, which is set to play a pivotal role in the upcoming Linux 7.1 release scheduled for April. This latest pull request includes a variety of important updates and fixes, particularly for the new AMD GFX GC 12.1 target, which corresponds to the RDNA 4 architecture variant. One of the standout features in this update is the introduction of LSDMA 7.1 IP, marking its debut in this round of enhancements. LSDMA, or the low latency DMA, direct memory access, is crucial for optimizing data transfer speeds and reducing latency, particularly in demanding applications like gaming and machine learning workloads. Moreover, there are significant updates to the DisplayCore Next DCN 4.2 and PSP15 platform security processor components, which are essential for enhancing display capabilities and security features in AMD's upcoming hardware. This is particularly exciting for developers working on graphics-intensive applications, as these updates promise improved performance and stability. Another highlight is the support for NV12 P010 formats on primary planes, along with enhancements in color encoding and color ranges on overlay planes. This is part of the Claude Code AI-assisted color management improvements, which aim to optimize color fidelity and accuracy in rendering, an essential aspect for creators and developers focused on visual applications. You can find the full list of patches in the pull request that AMD has submitted for Linux 7.1, and it's a testament to their commitment to enhancing the open source driver experience. Zephyr's pivot in GPU development. Switching gears to the broader GPU market, we've seen some significant shifts due to economic pressures. Chinese GPU vendor Zephyr has made headlines by canceling its ambitious single-fan RTX 4070 Ti Super project. This decision comes in light of a dramatic increase in VRAM costs, which have surged due to high demand from AI applications. The company indicated that the cost of 2GB GDDR6X chips has skyrocketed from around $70 to nearly $30. This price hike has forced Zephyr to pivot towards developing a single-fan RTX 4070 Super instead, which features 12GB of GDDR6X memory across a 192-bit bus, providing 504.2GB/s of bandwidth. In contrast, the RTX 4070 Ti Super was set to offer 16GB with a 256-bit interface, delivering 672.3GB/s. This pivot not only reflects the economic realities of the GPU market, but also highlights the ongoing challenges smaller manufacturers face in securing components amid fierce competition for resources, especially from AI-driven markets. As Zephyr continues to innovate, they are also considering future projects, such as a potential single-fan RTX 5070 Ti, although they caution that it may come at a premium price. Liquid metal cautionary tale. In a rather alarming development, a recent incident involving DIY thermal management has surfaced, serving as a cautionary tale for GPU enthusiasts. A user applied liquid metal thermal interface material, TIM, led to catastrophic damage to an RTX 5070 Ti. The owner attempted to enhance cooling by applying liquid metal, but the execution was flawed, resulting in a leak that spread across the PCB. Liquid metal can provide superior thermal conductivity compared to traditional thermal pastes, but it also poses significant risks if not applied correctly. In this case, the liquid metal created microbridges, shorting out components and ultimately damaging the GPU core itself. The repair technician noted that the damage was extensive, with liquid metal reaching critical power rails and causing irreparable harm. This incident underscores the importance of proper thermal management techniques and the risks associated with DIY modifications, especially on components not designed for liquid metal applications. For those considering such modifications, it's crucial to weigh the potential benefits against the risks and to adhere to manufacturer guidelines. Closing thoughts. As we look ahead, the landscape for GPUs continues to evolve rapidly, driven by technological advancements and market dynamics. AMD's commitment to enhancing its Linux driver support is a promising sign for developers and users alike. While the challenges faced by manufacturers like Zephyr highlight the complexities of the current supply chain. Moreover, the cautionary tales surrounding DIY modifications remind us that while innovation and experimentation are vital in our field, they must be approached with caution and respect for the technology we work with. As we move forward, we can expect to see more developments, particularly as AMD gears up for new hardware releases and as the demand for GPUs in AI applications continues to rise. Stay tuned for more updates and insights in our next episode. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.